Okay, this IRS stuff. This IRS stuff of using my Social Security number without my knowledge, without me knowing, claiming me as a dependent, not even discussing, telling me what the hell's going on, what the heck you think you can claim me as a dependent for, blah, 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 blah. It doesn't even matter. The whole point where it's disturbing, especially the paperwork I got this morning, woo, from the IRS, get the hell out of here. Are you serious? Are you really serious? You all know who you are who claim me as a dependent. Without my knowledge, without me knowing, behind my back. How many other people have you done this to? How many other people? I don't know you. I don't know you. Per therapist, there's some people you know your whole life. You really, at the end of the day, you don't know them at all. You clearly don't know them. She has never, ever seen such a thing. But the IRS has. The IRS legal department has. I'm going to say this again, folks, how bad it was. During COVID, they had numerous investigations for fraud, identity theft, and tax fraud for people that were using other people's Social Security numbers and finding however they could, no matter if it was even known flesh and blood, to reap the rewards and benefit of those COVID tax breaks, those rebates. Can you believe this? People were sitting there dying. And then you had loved ones and people, as they said, there literally were families that literally as the loved one was dying and on their last stage of life were literally finding their Social Security number and getting it and however they had retrieved it and literally claiming them as the dependent. And some of these people didn't find out until it was through the estate when they became deceased. This isn't a joke. Oh, I wish I could lie and raise my hand and say this is just a joke, a skit, and an act. It's not. This is disturbing as hell. You know? Disturbing as hell. Oh, other stuff I gotta do. I got more stuff I gotta fill out. I gotta spend the rest of my life in the beginning stages of an IRS fraud, tax fraud, identity theft investigation. That has nothing to do with me because there's no way in hell, I don't care who you are, am I going to sit there and be so goddamn arrogant, excuse my French, and I'm sorry, but I'm passionate about this because this is really irking and pulling my chain because I should be doing other things with my life and time instead of filling out more paperwork because somebody thinks they're so arrogant to sit there and not have any decency for human beings, human life, anyone who's sick, and to sit there and go finding my Social Security number. So you can get any tax breaks and things you can without my knowledge, without even saying what the hell it is. What the hell? First of all, what the hell are you thinking? What the hell were you thinking? Who are you involved with that's putting things in your ear, the things that they think is okay and it's not okay? It is so damn criminal, illegal as hell when it comes to IRS. And people's Social Security numbers, two different issues, folks. It's taking somebody's Social Security number, identity theft, without their knowledge and using it. Doesn't matter how they used it. But then claiming fraudulently tax stuff without the person even knowing being claimed as a benefit. If anybody thinks this is not a serious issue, and now I understand what the therapist is saying, is I think you need to start processing how serious this is, Kim, because this is really, really serious. And someone to sit there and think that they can just go ahead and it doesn't matter. And just whatever you feel like. I'm not your puppet. You better start taking the scissors and cutting those strings. Because you're not going to keep putting it back on me. I'm not your puppet. Period. You don't own me. But what happened is clearly of individuals thinking so arrogantly that they own me. You don't own people. This is not slavery. Sorry. And slavery sure the hell wasn't right. I don't know how else to feel about this. This is so disturbing, folks. And the things that I'm finding out is so damn disturbing. And people will literally lie their ass off, continue lying, evade, avoid, and lie their ass off and pretend like none of this is happening because that's how they handle life and life problems. Or nothing applies to them. They're above everything. This is disturbing. I'm so disturbed by this. It's scary, disturbing as hell. I mean, we could all agree. I've been through enough stuff. Sorry, I can't raise my hand again on this stuff. By horrific, toxic ass behavior from people. The same, as therapist said, the same circle. It's all toxic. These are toxic individuals. doing really disturbing things. Did you think for a minute, Kim, that it's not going to catch up with people when continue doing things that are disturbing, that it doesn't catch up? Everything catches up with people, as she said. It's just in different ways it catches up. But when they said, we're just in the beginning of this, ma'am, it's going to be a while. It's not a joke. It's really not a joke. It's disturbing as hell. I mean, anybody listening to this, how would you like to sit there and go claiming your taxes only to have a message pop up that somebody already claimed you as a dependent? Okay? They can't legally give their names, okay? That's just the way it is, the law. But as IRS said, legal department, if we could, we would. But we're going to hint to you enough, and it's going to give you a flag and tell you who it is without giving the name. And that's who it is, okay? You can change software and try it other ways, which I did, and it's going to come up the same way. It came up the same way. I think at first it was a disbelief for me, mentally a disbelief. Like, there's no way that these people did this to me. There's no way that we would take advantage of anybody who's struggling with their health, on disability, and things that backed up on a revision with disability that happened from birth, before I was even born. It was acquired autoimmune, lupus. You know? It took, 13 years to get the rest of what was lacking with Children's Hospital, different records as a pediatric records, to obtain, to go from written to electronic and go into my file for a revision to come back and say, well, this is not a disability that happened as an adult. This is a disability that started way before at birth as an acquired autoimmune. Okay? Because lupus is genetic. It's acquired. Okay? I'm just beside myself, disturbed as hell. Disturbed as hell. As disturbing as hell. How would anybody listening to this, how would you think you'd feel? You'd probably be handling it a whole nother way. You'd probably be hot to trot. You probably would. I wouldn't blame you. I wouldn't blame you at all. You'd be pissed as hell. I would not blame you. You'd cuss up a storm. I wouldn't blame you. I wouldn't blame you. It's part of emotions. It's what God gave you, a brain and feelings, okay? To have somebody sit there, especially who did this to me, is so damn disturbing. But now I back it up to last year, individual, you asking me how much I made on disability. I'm backing it up to your question. And so is the therapist, because she's putting this all together behind the scenes, and she's making a lot of sense. And she keeps feeding into our sessions and explaining, you know what? I think that person asking you, when that person asked you how much you made out of nowhere, knew what they were doing. And then they were hinting to these individuals, hey, I talked to so-and-so and so-and-so and so-and-so. And yeah, just go ahead and whatever, you know, whatever, whatever. And doing things sneakingly in a malicious way. Malicious meaning past the point of return. Cruel as hell when somebody's dealing with their health and you continue causing problems is nothing but a damn troublemaker as hell. Troublemaker. If people only knew how you really were behind the scenes, if people only got to see the real colors, what you have done, if people only got to see what you have done to me, I promise you, there ain't nobody who would want to be around your ass. And I sure the hell wouldn't either. You have caused nothing but problems for people. With my stepson, you have caused nothing but problems. You have, per therapist, some type of something that happened in your lifetime where somebody tried to control your ass, or whatever the hell was going on, and you slowly became a narcissistic psychopath, sociopath, covert. I think you're, as per therapist, and this is her opinion, you are all of them. To continue, when I'm not around you, I don't talk to you, I'm not near you, and for a rightful reason, and you continue to still do stuff. It wouldn't matter if I moved all the way across the United States. It would never matter, folks, because it still continued following me, stalking me and everything else. You. I'm trying to figure out who is the head snake controlling and masterminding behind the scenes. That's what working with therapy. Who controls, because in a narcissistic group and a cult, and more than one narc is a cult, a group, a circle, okay, however you want to say it, village, community, whatever, okay, there's always the main narcissistic one who's controlling everything behind the scenes. They're the ones who are handing out the duties, making sure that somebody else, if they get in trouble and they're caught, that somebody else takes the fall, Okay. And then they're going to make sure the others are being trained and watching what's happening and that they do not go against what the head narc is saying, that you're going to go along with everything, even though you know mentally, you know, morally, you know exactly it's wrong, but you still hang around it, stand around it, and part of it. You become flying monkeys and you're getting ready to graduate to a true narcissistic person. That's your graduation. This is disturbing. 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 Did I think it was Eric right from jump? Yes. Why? I just did. You know, because Eric is no saint. He's done things that are not okay. But this even beat the worst thing Eric's done to me. This literally beat that hands down. Why? Because for therapists, if you look at it of what is going on compared to what Eric thinks Eric has done, which he knows he's done, there's nothing. Because who these people are, it way overrides anything Eric's done. Did I think it was Eric at first? Yes. But here's the thing. Eric didn't even file his taxes yet. So I knew it wasn't him. I mean, I didn't even want to believe who it said it was. I was so distraught that I didn't want to believe it. I found any excuse in my mind, because it's brainwashed, because I've done this every time they've done things to me. I would literally so damn brainwashed that per therapist, you find any excuse you can to turn the wrong into right because you have been brainwashed, because that's what narcissistic people do. And you're dealing with that for such a long period of time. You have to undo your thinking, Kim. That's what we're doing, undoing the thinking and dissecting people's behavior, especially narcissistic people, and educating yourself as great as we can. So any moves, anything, we strategize. Always stay one step ahead of the narc. You know, you have to. I'm dumbfounded. I really am. I try to find an excuse for him, but I can't. There's no excuse. You know, and I even asked Derek, did you claim me as a dependent? Maybe it's your job or something, you know, because, I mean, he wasn't living with me. We weren't talking. Did you claim your something, you know, last year or whatever? No. Are you sure? He literally showed me his tax paperwork. So it wasn't. He didn't claim any dependents. He claimed zero. So it's not him. And he didn't file his taxes. This is disturbing as hell. Oh, my God. If you are telling the people who use me as a, hell. I'm not feeling for you at all, because you literally, the world caught up with you. If you literally convinced who claim me as a beneficiary or a beneficiary, a dependent. I don't know where the hell I came from. Sorry, I was catching up on my will. I had to, like, you can do this, folks, when you have a living will and things like that. When you need to amend things and change it, I had to go to my real estate attorney. I can't even freaking think. My family law attorney on, not real estate. You know what I'm talking about. I can't even think of what he really does. Not real estate attorney. Not living will attorney. Estate attorney. Duh. Estate attorney. Sorry. Getting beneficiary. Anyway, when you want to amend your will and that and change things up, you can do that all the way to the time good Lord calls you home, okay? I've had to do it twice. You have to make changes and stuff. Get on it right away. They'll have you, blah, 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 you know, cross it out, put what's in there, sign and date, and then anything else they need to do and update your will and that. It's just an add-on to it. I had to do that today. But if you, listening, stalker, because you're a really good stalker, and you know you are, if you went and the people who claim me as a dependent's ears and misguided them, which you clearly did, because I believe you're part of it, and you misguided them, or you took my Social Security number, which I believe you have it, and you gave it to somebody else, you have added part of the investigation. You are added, and whoever you gave it to, and this is hypothetically, as the therapist said, this is hypothetically, now she looked at it this way, this is hypothetically saying, even the IRS said, there could be more than one involved, it's hypothetically saying, then they get involved during the investigation, you know? So, but the thing is none of this had to go the extreme that it is. If people just be honest, the IRS is going to always give somebody who's doing this to you an opportunity one time, if you can get in contact with them one time, to come clean. Yes, I did it. Okay. So it doesn't end up in a really big investigation a fraud on multiple levels, because you're using somebody's social security number without their knowledge, without their consent. And then you're using it in a way as to profit and gain. Because, I mean, you wouldn't, who would grab somebody's social security number if you knew they owed thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars? I've never owed the IRS. I always got back. Okay. Eric owed because he didn't claim himself. He didn't take out taxes for federal state, which I told him many years ago, you need to do it. Over the past 3 years, he owed because he didn't take out state or federal. It has nothing to do with me. You know, I don't owe taxes. So I still claim. I don't have to, see, folks. I don't have to, but I still did anyway. Okay? When you're married, I get my disability and what I get, you know, affects his taxes in a positive way. So knowing, folks, when you did this to me, you knew that I didn't owe anything. Eric owed. Okay? It's just, it's all disturbing. It's all disturbing. It's disturbing as hell. I'm sorry. I don't know you. I never knew you. I don't know you at all. It was just a farce of people that I thought I knew throughout my life was just a farce and a joke. Because out of the darkness, the light came, and then I realized I didn't know you all along. No, there's no trust at all. Absolutely none. This isn't just one thing. It's a multitude of things. It's like the prior trauma therapist is part of her group. Is the exit was is when these individuals were going to your physicians behind your back and your physician stepped forward because they had one had a recorded message and they gave you a copy of the tape. That's when it was your exit to leave the whole situation and these people. Because anybody who does that and trying to tell the doctors how to doctor and they're not even around you and they're not even, come on, you barely even seeing them. And they're doing this behind your back and they're taking that kind of energy to, I mean, once a word again, therapist maliciously cause problems in your care, which is causing problems, which is detrimental, is interfering in your right of care, your health care. That was your exit to permanently remove yourself, be done with it. And that's it. Cause that is disturbing enough. But when you continue to still not do it, is when they thought it was okay. And mentally in their minds, they still think what they're doing by using you as an object and controlling and not caring and not having any respect for you, not having decency for you, not even acknowledging you as a human being, a living, breathing human being, is past the point of no return, disturbing as hell. And then taking and going and finding my social security number and then using it. But if you gave it to somebody else and they gave it to somebody else, then you just now cross to other people. You know, this stuff shouldn't be happening. Would I, somebody asked me, would you have handled this better if this was a complete stranger who did this to you? Well, hell yeah, because there's so many scams and cons going on in the world that this happens a lot when people get their social security number compromised. Are con artists and scam artists that stupid to use it for their taxes? Hell no, they're not. Why? Because as IRS said, if a con artist and scam artist did this and they're writing off on their or they're using somebody's social security without their knowledge and then claim on taxes, well, they just freely gave all their personal information to the federal government. So no, they're not going to go to that extreme. It's the people that you wouldn't think would ever do this to you and burn you. They had so many cases with the legal department of the IRS during COVID. Because people have no respect for people when it comes to their health. And I think when people, and I'll think this is how I feel because this is how I've been treated, so I'm entitled to how I feel, is people feel when you're at the point of no return with your health, you're a dead man or dead woman walking. And all they're doing is waiting for the other shoe to drop for you to croak and keel over. I'm going to say it again. All you've been waiting for is the other shoe to drop for me to croak and keel over. Again, all you're doing is waiting for the other shoe to drop so I would kill or be, or I would, you know, die or, you know, crook, fall over, however you want to say it, you know? You're just shocked and astonished, like other people, that I'm still standing. Mentally, my brain is 100 billion%, has not been affected. I'm not on any kooky medicine with the pain in that. I'm not on any of the crazy stuff, although I wish I feel like I could sing Rocky Mountain High, but that's not how it works because that stuff didn't work for me. It did nothing for me. It didn't kill the pain. So then you have to go opposite where you don't get Rocky Mountain High. You just try to numb the pain, but it ain't Rocky Mountain High side effects. God knows during this, I wish I would have had it, you know, but that's not how, I mean, just it's not with oncology, with you know, Comfort Care, it's not where we're going. It's, you know, it's complete opposite, you know. The last, you know, group I had, you know, that was different, but it's not what's going on now. You probably wish, you know, but you've walked on me for so long. You have literally walked on me. You have spit on me. You have walked on me. You have literally anything you could do to anybody. And hypothetically saying is what I mean, because hypothetically just saying is how I feel and I have a right. That you still to this day believe you can do whatever you want to me is a therapist as a form of extreme dangerous control. Any which way they can control you. Control your life, control your relationships, control your marriage, control your friends, control where you work, control where you live, control your every bit of happiness. This individual telling you to get rid of your pets, what does that say, Kim? I said, well, my response, hell no. What if I had kids? You tell me to get rid of my kids too, because that's the same, because pets are part of your family. And she said, that's right. But again, controlling you. This person is literally controlling you. And then gaslight and say, you're controlling. Then they say one time, you're controlling. Is the most stupid, ignorant comment ever to say to me. When you are a mastermind controller. No. Sorry. Controlling? Controlling would have been when I'm in a bad relationship and it's not working. Control would have been to literally, I mean, exit and get the hell out of there. And be in control and leave and not give people time and time again the benefit of the doubt, you know, as long as I did before divorcing, before legal separation, before exiting a relationship or friendship, you know, that's somebody that's controlling. Somebody's not controlling is an empath that gives people the benefit of the doubt and see, still sees the good in people. See, that's the problem is I still saw the good in the people that are doing the things they're doing and now did it with the IRS. I still saw the good in them until this therapist. Until this new part of therapy, which is the last part of therapy dealing with trauma, is having the closure and really truly dissecting the people and their behavior and making sense of why. If the person stood in front of you, individuals, you would look at them and go, without even saying anything, I know exactly who you are, why you tick, what you think, and your actions and the reasons behind it, without even blinking an eye or making any emotional facial expressions. And that's the truth. Because I see them now for who they truly are. Everything. And it's downright scary. It's disturbing. You know, it really is. You have any part to do with this, and you know exactly who you are, and whispering in people's ears, and you literally were given my social security number, whether it was by hand, by phone, or email. You have committed identity theft. I don't care how you say. I don't care what you say. I don't care who you talk to. You have. You know, you gave it to somebody else. They could assume that I knew. They're still involved. They're still going to be involved. Nobody should ever be doing this. Let's face it, folks. Somebody listening to this podcast right now, I know you're probably thinking, there's no way in hell I'd do something like that. And strangers don't do this because strangers get caught. No stranger who's committing fraud and scamming is going to sit there and use your social security number if they gain access to it, whether they steal your purse or break in your house, whatever the hell. They're going to sit there and file you on taxes as a dependent. I mean, they just freely just go ahead and put the cuffs on them. Nobody is fraud and con artists do that, scammers. That's why they use WhatsApp, whatever the hell that is. WhatsApp, whatever. And what's the other one? Telegram. Those are the number two scam artists. Way of communication is both because they know that they can hide everything, any kind of money transactions, Western Union, or just sending things, you know, the way of communication, they know that they can hide themselves, their identity, everything through these two apps. That's the truth. You know, you know, this platform, this podcast for yourself, my journey right now is a part to allow me to free myself. To share my truth, which is the truth. There's nothing that's... I'm sorry. I wish I could say it's all a lie. It's not. I got proof. Paper proof. Okay. Especially when it comes to IRS. That's not a joke. And then, you know, having another ways and means of an escape, which is creativity for me. I'm not one to wallow, depress, have pity parties, feel sorry for myself. When things happen to me, am I a victim of this? Well, hell yeah. I'm a victim of identity theft and tax fraud by using my social security number and doing things with it without my knowledge. Are you telling me? Because you thought I'd kill over and crook by now. I might outlive all of you. And that's scary, isn't it? Hey, explain that to God during church if you go. Well, that is if you don't literally walk across a church floor and your feet catch on fire. Because what you're doing is so devilish. You know, it's not okay. It's not okay. I can, you know, there's multiple ways to look at this, folks. I have an escape. People asking me, how are you dealing with this? Like, you got to have some kind of escape. You can't use your energy that your body needs and what you're dealing with fighting internally. And you're absolutely right. 1,000,000,000% right. For me, creativity is an escape. Doing skits, you know, doing things that I can be creative and working with the other side of your brain and to be able to plug that way daily has been escape for me and has helped. It really has. But it always has been my escape is creativity. Music's been my escape. Putting on headphones, escaping, you know. Working with the animals has been my escape. Not so much cooking. I'm noticing with what I'm dealing with now with my health is being daily dealing with nausea is a lot of smells in that or triggers that have never bothered me before. So cooking, no matter if it's a microwave, there's a lot of smells with food that I just can't stomach and handle. So I haven't been dealing much with cooking, and I wish I could say I have. I haven't. As far as with the fur kids, you know, with Snore and Blue, is making them things and stuff. You know, that's different, like homemade dog bones, whatever. But I mean, we're talking about, you know, different types of spices and scents like that, and I just can't. So I find other ways and means. Making designs in that with a plain nail, whether it's a coffin nail, square nail, you know. Oval shape, round shape, is taking just the plain nail itself and, you know, creating with like little gemstones and, you know, the small art pens and things like that. That's also been, you know, that's my two outlets. And of course, the house is always going to be a work in progress. I mean, it's always going to need something. I mean, it was in horrific shape when Eric decided he wanted it. He's going to flip the house. Yeah. You mean I'm going to flip the house. Sick as F, flip the house. 90% I flipped it. Never happened again. You know, where am I as far as selling and things like that? That's what I'm keeping private. I'm not even discussing that for this year. I mean, things behind the scenes are going on, but I'm not going to discuss it. I'm not discussing on any platform, period. That's just going to be when it's done, it's done. And even getting into a new area or whatever, I mean, I always thought moving was going to be out of the question because of my health. It's never out of the question. You know, I have been over the past couple of weeks in some scary predicaments with my health to where waking up and not being able to catch my breath, turning white as a ghost, like I pass out, you start like slipping. Now we realize why. I have problems with my blood, with my platelets, and that's just a simple infusion. I'll have to deal with that throughout the rest of my life. Constantly introducing electrolytes and I'll constantly have Pedialyte by me. And, you know, things have changed. And just, you know, like with this week with appointments and that, infusions and that, with a hospital or an office, I mean, they're not a permanent solution. I mean, infusions last between 7 to 10 days. Sometimes it may last a couple days longer and sometimes maybe it doesn't last 7 days and maybe you need to come back. That's stuff they're working on. As far as GI with this tumor, I mean, there's nothing they can do. I'm back again. What is it? Not next week, following week for gastroenterology out of state. There's really nothing, as they said, we can do. We were in this situation, Kim, before you started oncology treatments, before they figured out what it was, an ovarian tumor and ORS, ovarian remnant syndrome. Secondary complication ovarian tumor, and these were negative bad cells. That's how cancer stuff starts. This thing was getting large and it was causing problems of severe constipation then, you know, but now it's like it's going opposite every day. It's different. It's back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. You know, does that mentally wear on you? Hell yeah, it does, because it wears on you physically. But I'm gonna still do whatever I can to get out daily. I'm still gonna live life the best I can. I realized I'm going to hit some scary moments where one of these times my body might start crashing and I may not come out of the crash. And that was told to me is sometimes, you know, things drop so fast as you black out, you know, and you're not going to come out of the crash. That had me scrambling with my will to make some changes that I needed to make. Because when it comes to the point where I can no longer speak, whether I stay under comfort care with hospital oncology, with pain management, or I go to hospice, and I get to the point where I can't speak, there ain't nobody in the cold living hell is going to be speaking for me, because I've seen things that happen. when people were in that position. And I guarantee the people, if they knew, could speak up for themselves, would not want what happened to them or the decisions that are made to even come close to remote decisions that people made for them. I don't want that to happen. So to me, it was a learning experience. So I made sure that my will, dual power attorney, everything speaks for me when I cannot speak for myself. And that, you know, you have your state attorney that makes sure that things go in motion and it speaks for you, you know, and you make sure they keep a copy, they keep it in their safe, whatever, and you keep yourself a copy. When time comes, you have somebody that is going to make sure that, hey, listen, attorney, this is going on and this is now it starts. I'm going to keep plugging. I'm going to keep fighting. I'm going to keep doing what I need to do. You know, I'm going to keep fighting. You know, if these people didn't do the things they did, you've given me energy and fight power that you don't realize by the things that you've done that are completely just past the point of return, cruel, nasty, vindictive, malicious, whatever. I don't care how you slice and dice it. You have given me that invisible energy of fight to keep living that you don't realize you did. Because every time you do things, is at a point where I'm done with my health, where it's getting scary and I'm like, I don't know if I can do this anymore. When I give up, it's not going to take long. But you have given me the incentive to realize that I got to outlive you. And I got to do everything I can to outlive you. Because I see that you don't want me to. You don't have to say it. I feel it. I feel that. I feel that energy. So I keep fighting even harder. If they weren't doing the things that they were doing, what I gave up a while ago, yes, most likely. I have my four kids to live for. Okay, I do. That's another part that keeps me going. But these individuals, I have also a very strong reason, you know, because I'm not stupid. I know what you're doing and why. And I'm not stupid anymore. It's not an argumentative thing to go argue with these people or whatever. It's just, I'm not wasting my precious energy on you either on that. I did. That was stupid of me, but I learned, you know, but I keep everyone, you know, in the know with this podcast, this platform. I mean, for right now, it's about all I'm willing to discuss on here. Things with my health, maybe a little bit here and there. I mean, there's nothing, sorry, there's no new treatments. There's nothing new that I can say. Things have made a turnaround, whatever it hasn't. Things are just continue on downhill spiral, and it's going to be that way, and it'll continue being that way, and I've accepted it, and that's the way it is. Like I say, folks, you know, I'm sorry, but this is life. You think you know some people, and you should really know them, but there's some times in life where people will surprise the hell out of you, and not in a good way. And sometimes, no matter how old you are, you'll realize that, you know, people that you should know and that you thought you knew, you don't know them at all. You never knew them. It's a shocking feeling. You know? Why people do the things they do is just downright crazy. If you feel so strongly the way you do about somebody, why don't you, instead of your actions doing things to me, why don't you just go ahead and write me, call me, text me, go ahead and put it on a billboard or something. Why don't you just write your hatred towards me? Why? Because your actions are nothing but hatred. Why don't you explain why you have hatred towards me? You're far better suited to do it that way, so you don't end up doing your own self in. Because the tax stuff you did has nothing to do with me. You literally, it caught up. Would you think so egotistically that you keep doing things that really detrimental hurt people and their life and affects their health? Did you thought you didn't continue not getting away with, you thought you continue getting away with it your whole life? Everything catches up with people, folks. I don't care what you're doing, who you're doing. I don't care. The life universe catches up with you. Whether it catches up with you here in the present or catches up with you afterlife, whether you go to heaven or whether you're taken down on pitchfork. You know, that's the truth. I believe. Sorry, I'm tired of how I believe. I believe there's a heaven. I definitely, there's a hell. You know, how you treat people decides that. You know, I just don't get it. And people continue to do what they're going to do. No, because you can't change people. Period. You can only change your perception of those people. And don't forget it.